Support for Food for Thought comes from the Tyrell Corporation, manufacturers of the Nexus 6 replicant. Tyrell, more human than human.
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, walking down the street.
And were you able to walk down the street after all the cookies you ate, Nancy Lease?
Oh, I waddled down the street after all the cookies that have been in my face over the last week or so. It was just one of those weeks of social events where people were making cookies and gifting cookies and handing cookies. And then there's the cookies at the office. So, and can I just say that I am not a cookie person. I'm just not really into them. But I have to be because I'm married to someone who is a total cookie monster, and a kid who's worse. He recently asked me to pick him up some Oreos. I said, you know, you don't need Oreos. He said, fine. He made himself some cookies.
Oreos or Hydrox?
Oh, totally Oreos. Are you a Hydrox guy?
Well, I was. I used to eat a whole package of them in one sitting, but I haven't had an actual cookie in a long time. So this is going to be hard on me, but I can man up, and we'll talk cookies. Now, you sent me a recipe for the most outrageous shortbread recipe I think I've ever seen. A pound of butter, that's a pretty short cookie.
And it's really short, and it's really delicious and very easy to make. So these cookies are from my friend Susan Morrow, who makes them and brings them to our book club meetings fairly frequently. She always says she's not a cook, but man, can she bake cookies. And I've long loved these. They're her secret family recipe, but I got her to give it up so you can put it online and folks can go on and have a look at this. They're just very short, very, very light. It's not that deep, buttery, thick. These are fluffy. They're almost like snowflake. She has this kind of trick that she does, not in the recipe, where she takes a cut crystal wine glass and presses down on the dough to make a little snowflake when they bake. Cute, huh?
Yeah.
Because we don't have many snowflakes around here.
No.
But the cookie party that I went to that really blew me away was my friend Frank and Mark. So these guys have this cookie party every year, and they actually give prizes for the best cookies. The table is just laden with the most amazing array of cookies. But the most amazing part of this party is when they got done giving out the prizes, they got married.
Nice.
And you know what? They had little cookies with their photograph kind of pressed on the cookies. Have you seen these things?
No,
it's crazy.
I never have. Well, what did they have to drink? Was it pitchers of ice-cold milk? De Groot likes like beer with her cookies.
You know, that's the truth. The only time I ever have a glass of milk is if I'm eating cookies.
Would you count bark as a variety of cookie?
Well, I actually like bark. Do you make it?
I have never made it, but I am going to, Nancy, and I will now give you six words that will have you, and I think everyone else, frothing at the mouth.
Wait, stop. You're frothing at the mouth and barking. I don't think you should say that in the same sentence, Stein.
I think it makes for good radio. Anyway, I was looking for a recipe for this Sicilian cauliflower spaghetti, and instead wandered off into a byway and found a recipe for, here we go, chocolate, caramel, marshmallow, whiskey and bacon bark.
Did someone say bacon?
I just did. And I'm going to post a link to that thing along with your Susan's shortbread recipe right at the Food for Thought page at kplu.org with Seattle Times food writer Nancy.
Moderation in all things.
That'll be the day. Listen, I'm Dick Stein.
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie. Water fix my tie. Just a little angel playing hooky from heaven on high on my sweetest pumpkin pie.